We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Tuesday. It's May 4th. It's 2021, and we have seven NBA games to talk about here on today's slate. I'm joined by my buddy, Drizzy26. Dre, what's happening, my friend?
Not much. Just hanging in there, Stevie. Hopefully, going to be a good night tonight and a little bit of NBA and also MLB. So let's see that if we can continue that for tomorrow and give these people some good plays.
Let's get into it, man. There's a lot to get through, and you know, always at this time of the NBA season, this is like a true first look. There's going to be so much that changes from the time that we record this podcast till everything else happens with the slate. So you got to be following injury news. You got to be following news up until lock. You have to be following news after lock and be making adjustments as news comes out after lock. So like basketball right now, if you're playing any type of volume is like a full-time job because there's so much stuff going on. But if you're putting in the time, you're making money because there's people, I would say probably at least 35 to 50% of the field is not making adjustments after lock, and you can make huge changes and, you know, all kinds of different stuff. So let's jump into this slate. We got no Vegas odds out. We got some teams on back-to-backs. We got some injury news that we're waiting on. So we start with Phoenix at Cleveland. Crowder's out. Nader's out. Payne is questionable for Phoenix. And then on the Cleveland side, Dova, Garland, Nance, Prince, and Hartstein are out. Let's start with Phoenix. Anything standing out to you for the Sun?
For the Suns, not really. Everyone, I think, is priced appropriately, especially on DK from what I'm looking at right now. It's going to be hard to really play anyone from this game because I don't know how competitive it's going to be, even though I know Cleveland has been playing a little bit better. Only person I probably would get to maybe for value, depending on how everything else shakes out with the slate, is Torrey Craig. Since he seems to be playing a lot more with Jay Crowder being out in the starting lineup. And maybe a little bit of Cameron Johnson possibly, but that's really it. Obviously, you could throw some TPP darts at Chris Paul and Booker and Nate because you know they're upside, but I just can't see myself getting to them this late.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't love Phoenix in the spot. I don't think this game's going to be too close of a game. I mean, you could always take shots on Paul Booker. in any matchup. Like, Ayton really hasn't shown much ceiling here recently, and the minutes are kind of down in games that don't stay close. So I don't really like Phoenix here. And then on the Cleveland side of things, like, there's so many people out. Like, Sexton at 8,300 seems expensive, but if you start digging into like his recent usage, it might not be expensive enough. Like, we look at just overall his usage over the last few games, like 29, 38, 30, 30, 31. Like, his usage is insane right now.
Yeah, definitely. And to me, he's someone I would definitely be interested in playing a little bit tomorrow. And see how everything else goes. Seti Osman, someone I think have a little interest in. That's a couple one-offs in this game. And I would, you know, I know that Ayton is not really playing, doesn't play that great of defense as far as statistically wise. So I don't want to mind even playing, like, taking some GPP shots on Jared Allen as a deep tournament flyer just to get different. But that's really it.
Yeah. And then, yeah, just, you can't really trust Kevin Love right now. He looks very uninterested. He's ready to be out of Cleveland. Played good against Miami, but does that really shock anybody? I'm just, Cleveland's a tough team when you're looking outside of options outside of like Sexton and Isaac Okoro is like the only other guy that I think I would take shots on in tournaments here. And you don't feel great about any of that. So Charlotte at Detroit, it's a back-to-back for Detroit. We'll be waiting on injury news as far as they're concerned. Like, a lot of injury news that could be not like Jeremiah Grant, Plumlee, like these guys, I'm assuming Plumlee's going to play. It was for rest purposes. And then on the Charlotte side of things, Graham and Hayward and Cody Martin are out. Let's talk Charlotte's LaMelo Ball, 30 minutes last time out. We know the type of ceiling that he has that he showed earlier in the season. Do you trust it yet, or do you want to stay away?
I love LaMelo Ball, especially in this spot against Detroit. He's one of my favorite point guards to play on the slate, especially with Devontae Graham out. So usage is going to be a little bit more concentrated with to him, Rozier, Bridges, and Washington. So I like that little core of players to play and target on this slate. I know that they're probably at their price on. They're definitely at their price on FanDuel. On DraftKings, but they definitely also have upside for more in this matchup, especially since I think it's going to be a competitive game throughout the whole game as well. So LaMelo will be my top target for sure. I would probably be over the field on him if tomorrow, depending on how owned he is. But I don't expect him to be high owned because I know there's a lot of other point guards that probably people will want to target. But to me, he's a top play on the slate.
Anything on Detroit?
Detroit, I don't know what to do with them. And the thing is, I keep thinking, are they going to shut down Plumlee for the rest of the season? Because, you know, he's rested two games, and they weren't even back-to-backs. So that has me thinking a little bit that they're looking towards maybe possibly shutting him down. I could be wrong. I'll have to probably read more into the news and look at some beat writers to see what they're saying. But until we get more injury news, I can't have no interest in anybody from Detroit, honestly.
Yeah, we'll have to see how it kind of plays out, because if these guys are going to sit, Isaiah Stewart is probably somebody that a lot of people will be interested in here. But he's kind of expensive at 6,300. So I think we're going to have to take the wait and see approach when it comes to Detroit. And I hate saying that, because realistically, you can say that with a bunch of games night before. But like, Detroit just beat the Magic, and I'm still a little tilted about that. I really needed the Magic to lose that game. I don't know why they won that game. But like, Diallo played 26 minutes at 4K. Bay had a decent game. Detroit's kind of a mess with all these guys out. And if they all sit, sure, you could take tournament shots, but it's really all you're taking. We got Brooklyn at Milwaukee. No total in this one. Dinwiddie and Harden are out. And then Jeff Teague is out. this is easily, quite possibly, the Eastern Finals preview here. What do you like here for Brooklyn?
Brooklyn, the usual suspects as far as Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. That's probably the only two I feel like I could target on this team. Maybe, maybe I even sprinkle a little bit of Jeff Green too, possibly. But that's really it. I can't see myself targeting anyone else on the Brooklyn side besides just those two guys. Being that they're going to take a lot of the shots in this game, will definitely be competitive until the end.
I think Durant at 9,300 is somebody you definitely want to get some exposure to here, averaging 58 fantasy points against this team this season. And then on the Milwaukee side, it's hard not to like Giannis. He always seems to show up for these big games, just put up 74 fantasy points against this team, took 36 shots the other night. Why are we not playing him?
Yeah, Giannis, to me, like, in this matchup, you have he's – I don't want to say he's a borderline lock, but he might be close to it, especially if he's going to play like how he did last time, which he said he obviously aims to play like every single night. But Giannis, by far, to me, has to be top stud play. He definitely probably is the top stud play, in my opinion, on this slate. Next to probably Kevin Durant for his price wise. Because at 9,300, it's hard to beat that. And we still know KD's upside, and he's still balling out, even still playing. I think he's honestly not fully healthy personally, but he's still giving you about, 55 fantasy points in this matchup easily. At 9,300, you can't beat that, and he has an upside for obviously more than that in this type of matchup.
Yeah, I want to play the studs in this game. I think the studs are going to show up for this game, and, like, those are the guys that I want to play in this game. Like, you know, Durant put up 62. Give me 62 at 9,300. I'm in.
Dallas, I would also, go ahead. No, just thought about it. I don't necessarily like Middleton a lot in this matchup too, but I would definitely play some Jrue Holiday for sure too. Just want to mention that.
All right. Dallas at Miami. Kleber is questionable. Porzingis is doubtful. And then on the Miami side, Hero and Oladipo are out, and Iguodala is questionable. What are your thoughts here on Dallas?
Dallas, I like Luka. I just don't know how much I'm going to get to him. He's probably going to be the – if I had to guess, I would assume he's going to be the lowest owned stud on the slate tomorrow. So he's a good tournament play, definitely, for sure. Just going to be hard to get to it against this matchup against Miami. I know they're still getting a little bit healthy. They sometimes lack off on defense, but I still think he's obviously in play, but I wouldn't get that much of him. Maybe you can even sprinkle a little bit of Josh Richardson because he's 44. He's 4.4K on DK, which is a good price. So, we obviously know he can have a little bit of a good game in this matchup, but that's pretty much the main targets I would look at from this game. I don't like Kleber as much, even if he plays, even though with Porzingis out. I don't know, Luka's been playing a lot better too with Porzingis out too, so you have to really consider it tonight, tomorrow night on this slate with this in this matchup.
On the Miami side, you know, anytime we start seeing guys kind of drop off, we see Butler's usage go up. 8,900 is a tougher price to pay for him. What are your thoughts here on Miami?
I love Butler, but my top target from the Miami Heat side would be Bam Adebayo. I don't know who in that front court is going to be able to stop him. That's the play I will be looking at to get and play. He should be able to do whatever he wants to whoever he wants down low and dominate that front court. So Bam would be my top option, followed by Jimmy Butler. This like you said, the price makes it a little bit hard with Jimmy, but if we got already know Tyler Hero's out. I think there's no news on Dragic when he's questionable or not, so I think he's healthy. So yeah, it would just be honestly probably those two with a little bit of Kendrick Nunn and Dragic. That's really about it. But Bam overall by far miles way ahead of anyone else in Miami.
Golden State at New Orleans. It's a rematch. It's like the same game that we saw on Monday being played again. And Golden State was able to beat New Orleans. No injury news on this one, obviously. We're going to be waiting to see whether or not Oubre. We know he's not going to play, right? Didn't they say, like, his wrist, he wasn't going to play? Assuming that Curry and Draymond and these guys are going to play, let's start with Golden State. You know, when Curry's rolling, Draymond's rolling. They're one of the highest correlated, like, duo in the NBA. What are your thoughts here when it comes to this team?
Yeah, this whole this is a game stack, in my opinion, for sure. Because Curry, I love in this matchup. You can even go with Wiggins, who didn't play bad tonight at all. So I'd even like targeting him as long as Draymond Green for sure. 7.1K. That's a little bit. I mean, that's just at his price, but we know he had a triple double tonight, and he still has an upside to do it again tomorrow night, especially on a back to back. Kent Bazemore is also a top target on the slate, since they're going to be since Uber is still going to be out. So and I don't even mind getting someone to Toscano Anderson a little bit too in this matchup too. So so Curry, Wiggins, Green, Kent and Juan Toscano Anderson, is those are the main guys I would definitely target from that side of the game. And I would probably look to at least have at least one to two pieces of those of any of those players, and probably on the other side in my lineup tomorrow for sure.
Yeah. Anything from the other side?
Yeah, I love the other side too. Alonzo Ball, I know everyone didn't have the best game of all, but usually on a back-to-back, I think we tend to see the other team play a little bit more better. So I definitely will go back to the well on Zion, Lonzo, and Brandon Ingram. And obviously, if Steven Adams is out again, you gotta definitely put in Willie Hernan and Gomez into that conversation. Those are just the main guys I would like for sure. But if Steven Adams is playing, then just Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and Zion. Like I said, I know Golden State has been playing better on defense, and they played really well on defense tonight, and we didn't see the upside gains from those three, but they can definitely have upside in this matchup. And I would definitely, like I said, try to have at least one to two pieces of this whole game in my lineup tomorrow, and have like a mini game stack.
Yeah, like especially if you're like playing Curry and Draymond, running it back with Zion or Ball or Ingram. I always think like that's smart. I think this is something that you have to look at when you're looking at basketball slates, even like now. Even more than the beginning of the season, because these games have so much likeliness to go off. So, all right, we got the Kings and the Thunder. This game is a mess. Barnes is doubtful. Fox is out. Halliburton is out. And then on the Thunder side, SGA and Muscala are out. Who's Sacramento suiting up? Like Holmes and Buddy Hield? Like who else are they playing? Are they playing DeLon Wright? Like, what a mess.
Yes, very much so a mess. But to me, his price is appropriate for it, but Buddy Hield is going to take as many shots as he wants to. Him and Bagley, those are the plays you want to play. And this game, you know, and now with all those players being out, this game should be close and competitive. So this game is another game you can take some pieces from. Lou Dort is on the other side. If he plays, he's going to be a good option. But from Sacramento, I like Buddy Hield. I like Rayshon Holmes too. He's a phenomenal play in this matchup. I think he's a great tournament play with a lot of upside. And DeLon Wright, he's probably going to be someone that everyone's going to be wanting to play tomorrow, for sure. Especially with pretty much they don't really have a lot of guards. I thought they signed someone recently, but I could be wrong. Just to help out with the guard situation a little bit there. But after looking at that, and if I do, I'll tweet it out tomorrow. But you even have to take some chances on even Terrence Davis a little bit. He should be getting a whole lot of minutes in this matchup. It's just going to be a little bit risky because we know he's like a boom or bust player, but he's definitely a GPP shot for sure. And at 4K, he's worth it in this matchup against OKC. He can still go off and have a good game.
If he were able to get like 26 to 28 minutes instead of 20 to 24, mm-hmm. you could be crushing at 4K. And all it would take is like Ryder Hield to like get into some foul trouble or something in the first quarter, and like maybe Davis plays a few extra minutes. So I like the Terrence Davis call. Obviously, Wright is somebody that people are going to be looking at. Probably going to be pretty popular, I would assume. And then Buddy Hield has plenty of tournament upside here. The other side, do you have any interest here in the Thunder?
Thunder, Lou Dort would probably be someone I would definitely have an interest in because I know Sacramento, they play a little bit of an up-tempo pace, and I can see a lot of turnovers in this game. So Lou Dort, someone I would definitely probably try to target. He'd be probably a little bit of a great play on FanDuel just for that specific reason right there. But Darius Bazley, someone I definitely have interest in with the usage. It's going to be hard based on the matchups and based on who's going to be out there and play what. I know we have also who Pokuševski is questionable to play tomorrow. So if he's out, I definitely probably like get a little bit more Isaiah Roby in the lineups too as well. But if not, if Pokuševski isn't, he's someone you have to look at and target too. As far as like the guards, it's kind of hard to get behind any guards. I can't see myself playing Theo Melodon that much. So, and I know they want to give Ty Jerome a little bit more minutes and bring him back into the rotation from what the coach was saying. So he's someone you have to definitely consider at 3.5K and maybe look at Svee Mykhailiu. And that's really about it. I know the last game he only played 15 minutes, but I will only probably use him in GPPs. If anything, like I said, they're trying to get Ty Jerome a little bit more playing time from what the coaches were saying last time.
All right. We finish out the night with Toronto at LAC taking on the Clippers. LAC. this game is like the standalone 10 o'clock game. It is a very interesting like spot because it is like the standalone game. OG is doubtful. Boucher is out. Trent Jr. is doubtful. And then on the Clippers side, Beverly and Ibaka are out. Do you have any interest here in Toronto?
I do. I just want to know if any more news is going to affect this or not, because that's one thing I feel like Nick Nurse always does. But what we have right now, Kyle Lowry is definitely someone I want to, I'm interested in, and so is Siakam for sure. I even kind of like honestly Ken Burtz since he's going to have to play the minutes at 5.3K on DK. So those are like the top options I will be looking at for sure and targeting. Fred VanVleet. He's questionable tomorrow. So yeah, if he's playing, he's someone I definitely want to get into my lineups a lot. But we got to see how the coach how he's recovering from that with his hip and everything. So I know he didn't play against the Lakers.
I don't have him written down. Hold on 1 second. He might. He's not on the injury report, so we'll see.
Okay, yeah, because I'm looking at it right now. DK, they say he's questionable with the hip, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, well, DK's not Stevie. Gosh,
Stevie got the plugs that we don't know about.
No, there's an injury report that comes out three times a day that the NBA releases, and the 8:30 injury report for tomorrow's slate. VanVleet is not on it, but that doesn't mean anything. The Clippers side, what do you have interest here and in the LA side?
The Clippers, like, I'm only targeting two players, and that's obviously Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. That's really about it. You can even splash Rondo in some tournaments because he's going to play about like 20 minutes, but that's really it. I can't really see myself playing anyone else. Maybe actually if you want to take some tournament shots on Zubox, that's really it, since you know Toronto's pretty much depleted at the front court. That's the only two guys I could see myself getting to.
All right. Let's play the morning grind game, and then we'll get out of here. Cruise through this one, seven games, waiting on some injury news, some back-to-backs, and we'll have to kind of see how it plays out. Favorite play, under 5K to go 7X.
I mentioned him before. Sorry, I can't. I'm trying to find him again. I'm going to say Terrence Davis.
No, I like that one. Man, this whole situation with the Thunder big guys is really kind of tough to try to figure out Brown and Roby, but I think Roby is a really interesting tournament play. So I'll go with Zaire Roby. I'm sure that we're going to have plenty of value under 5K open up before the slate ends, but over 8K to go under 5X. Who's your bust at the top today?
Over 8K. I'm going to say Chris Middleton.
I'm going to go Paul George. I don't think this game is going to stay too close. And Paul George at 9,700 seems like a lot. I know he had some big games there, but Kawhi is kind of back, and you know, I don't think this is a spot to play Paul George. Who's your favorite 6X play on the slate?
LaMelo Ball.
Man, you took my guy. I knew you were going to do it too when you said that you liked him when we were talking about it. Give me Draymond Green. I like LaMelo Ball a lot. Let's get weird. GPP play of the day. Who do you got?
My weird GPP play. Actually, someone I didn't mention who I meant to mention, who might get a little bit of playing time, is I think DeMarcus Cousins is a weird GPP play that you could look at tomorrow.
Do you think Kendrick Nunn is going to be chalky on this slate?
No.
That's my let's get weird GPP play of the day. He's playing a ton of minutes right now. You know, we already know that Hero is not going to play. Dallas is banged up with some guys. A lot of people are going to be looking at Bam and Butler. I like Kendrick Nunn just to get different in that game. That's kind of it. You have anything else before we get out of here?
No, besides just like as always, pay attention to the news. It's going to be very, very, very important tomorrow and every night, but definitely tomorrow for sure. And, you know, good luck, and hopefully you can pull down a tournament. If you have any questions, feel free to hit me up through my Twitter inbox, and I'll respond.
All right, that's going to wrap it up here for Tuesday. May the 4th be with you. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you then.